So the first thing I'll talk about before we actually do any meditation is positioning and how to be comfortable, because that's makes a huge difference. If that's a problem, then you're just going to be struggling away with your uncomfortable body, and then you won't be able to do anything beyond that initially. I have brought here a bunch of things, cushions and so on, and there are also more on the floor in the back behind that table over there that people have brought to share. So I also went to Value Village yesterday and got 3 cushions, which already I see people have taken. So I want to just show you the principles of sitting meditation practice. And then you can see, and these are for you to borrow. Please, of course, liberate them at the end of the weekend. You can use them for the weekend and try different things out. So because they don't necessarily even belong to me. They belong to the place where we do a lot of meditation on Salt Spring. The principle for meditation that makes it the most doable is to have an upright spine. Upright, however, when we're standing upright, that's the ideal, is the way the spine is when you're standing up. You can stand up all day long and walk around, and you don't get sore and tired of having an upright spine. It just is designed to do that. We've evolved to be bipeds, and it works. As soon as we sit down, however, we change the shape of the spine. The legs come forward, the tail tucks underneath us, and we lose the curve in the spine that's there when we're standing up. And then we either need to lean back for support on a chair, which is why we have the design of it, or we don't, but we use muscles to make ourselves have an upright spine that we normally don't have when we're standing up. So those muscles in the middle upper back get really sore and tired. So that we get tense and sore, tired, painful in the upper back without the correct posture, or we're leaning. And as soon as you lean, there's a kind of slump that comes in the brain. The brain is much more alert and able to be trained, which is what we're doing, when it's not leaning back. And the most chairs that we have tilt you back. I mean, the seat actually leans you back. These seats are pretty flat. They're not bad for meditation. When we're upright, we have a gentle curve. Not an exaggerated curve, but a gentle curve. The tail is slightly out. There's a hollow in the small of the back. The back of the lumbar chest area is rounded slightly. We need to have that kind of shape when we are sitting for the most effective. Not everybody and not all the time, and you may be injured and have different particular details, but generally, we want to have the spine as if we were standing up. The way we can best reproduce that shape of spine when sitting is to not sit on a flat surface or one that leans us backwards, but one that leans us slightly forward. So the front of the pelvis is lower than when we're sitting. When we're standing, the front of the pelvis is slightly lower and the tail is slightly up. When we're sitting, it becomes level or even the other way. So the pubic bone is higher and the tail is down and we're slumped, right? And so we need, I'm going to stop. I wonder if I can do this with being on. I have to demonstrate. Notice the slope. This is what some people use to meditate. They kneel down. You need, of course, to have some cushioning under you. And you take the bench around behind you with the lower slope in the front, obviously. And then you sit on it so that you're not squishing your knees or your feet, but your pelvis has got the angle where the front is slightly lower and the tail is slightly elevated. That gives the spine the curve that's happening when you're standing up. So this is one way, and some of you already are doing that. That's what these are designed for, these benches. There are many different kinds of benches. They're different heights and different angles, and that all, you know, is a matter of comfort for your particular body. But they're very, very comfortable, easy to use, but they require a fair amount of padding. Now, the one thing, because you were new, we didn't tell you to do, because this particular room is no carpet. You actually need some padding under your knees, like you're all set up here, so that you can be comfortably on your bench without your knees getting hurting on the floor. So tomorrow, what I suggest for everybody who wants to sit on the floor, not on chairs, is that you bring some blankets that you can have some padding, because we don't have a center with all the right gear here. We're just renting this facility. So that's one kind of sitting. Another similar sitting that's just the same angle. Thank you. but that doesn't use a bench, is you can take one of these. These are designed for meditators. Sometimes they're filled with kapok, sometimes with beans. This has got buckwheat in it. And you put it on its end, and then you can ride on it. And then you can fiddle around and get it at the right angle for you. It's great. And you can squish it till it, you know, fits your body, and here you are. The same thing like that. I have seen a woman on a retreat with an enormous one on its side, soft but enormous, like, right, she was climbing on a horse, you know. And that's how she'd sit, because she needed a lot of height because of her knees or something. I didn't ask her, but. So you can, you know, use anything that will, but these are round so that they work well on their sides. Most square pillows don't work well. So that's another version of, and you have to find your, some people put little pillows underneath so that they get a bigger height. There's lots of fiddling. On the benches, some people put a piece of foam or a pad because of the wood that may be more comfy, that kind of thing. So those are a couple of ways of being with your knees forward. If you've got more supple hips or you like sitting with your legs crossed, this is what I've sat on for years. It's a piece of foam from the foam shop, but then inside I have a special little extra treat for myself, which was my earliest days of meditation. My very first 10-day retreat, that time when my heart was broken and I went with my friend, I went in, it was 10 days, silent boot camp. At lunchtime on about the second day, I went into the meditation hall and did what you're not supposed to do, and I sat on about six different people's seats. I was sort of Goldilocks, trying them all out, you know? And I found that my friends, the one I was going with, was the most comfortable, and she had an air mattress, old-fashioned style canvas air. With a little bit of air in it, folded up. And I sat on that, and I thought, that's fabulous. Now, I was a supple young yogi, you know, yoga. So sitting cross-legged was great for me. But I went and bought, right then, from Three Vets in Vancouver for $4.99, they're now $5.99 30 years later, traveling air pillow, the old-fashioned style. And so I have one of those slid inside here on top of my piece of foam. So I'm sitting on air. A little bit of air, so it's very cushiony, and I think these are fabulous. So I've sat on this for years and years and years. If I want more height, I could put one or two little pillows underneath it. You could try different things. And as I've got older in my life, I've added, so you have to be able to stand up if you need to watch what I'm doing here. If you can see, I sit down on the piece of foam, cross my legs. Crossing your legs when you're sitting, you want to have not your legs on top, one on top of the other, normal way, because the one underneath is very soon going to fall asleep, and it gets squished heavily down on the ground. You want to put your legs beside each other, one in front of the other. If you're supple enough, half yoga, half lotus. If you're super supple, full lotus. The full lotus is for people to meditate in most comfortably, if it's comfortable, but you don't need to do that. Just this is easy pose. It's called leg beside leg. But the key is you sit on your whatever the cushion is, and these are designed for this. You have to put all the bulk at the back so that you can have a bit of a slope. You sit on the bulk of it, and then watch this. You roll forward and stick your tail out so that your knees come down, and so that then you've got that the same angle that you have when you're standing up. And as I got older, a little bit of support for the knees. Some people roll up a sweater, or some people have cushions for their knees, depending. You ideally don't want your knees too high. If your knees are high, you're going to be back, and you're going to lose you're going to lose that S shape in the back. It's going to be a rounded back, and you're going to either be slumping or struggling. If you can get your knees more down, your pelvis rolls forward, and then you'll have that upper back with no work. So you may or you may not want. And now the most recent thing that I just bought for myself literally last weekend when I was in Vancouver teaching, $32, but it's got air in it. It's from Banyan, and it's designed for meditators. So I've just got some air in it, and I can roll forward off it, and I've got the support underneath my knees without my little round things, and I love it. And I'm a traveling teacher, so I need something light to take in the suitcases. So this never goes with me. I take this with me and put it on other cushions wherever I find myself. But now I don't even have to do that. So these are now available for anybody who wants to use them. And then the third posture is if you don't want to put your knees apart, or sitting down on your knees on the bench doesn't work, or you don't have one or something, is in a chair. Nothing wrong with being in a chair. The older we get, the more chairs we're in. I'm really stuck. How did that happen? Okay. So when you're in a chair, you want to make sure it's a flat seat, not a sloping you the other way seat. But mostly all I recommend, I don't have the right thing, bigger than this, but put something, push your bum to the back of the seat, and then put something in the small of your back so that you're not leaning your upper back on the chair, and you've got something to help that slight curve so that your upper back is just naturally upright, but you're not leaning. And you have to decide, you don't want to push your bum too far out and compress in this lumbar area, but a certain curve, you need a certain amount of it. So those are my three. And if you're on a chair, I would find that uncomfortable in the back of my thighs, so you probably want to have your feet on something to bring them up a bit, depending on how high the chair is, how long your legs are, how fat your thighs are, etc. Okay, so those are the principles. So take some of these things. Of this, I brought these because over the course of the weekend, if you like, they're just back jacks. They're just you can just sit on a cushion with a back support. And there's different heights you can sit at. So you might want to use those, the little cushioning things. We still, on the floor, if you haven't got any blankets, you'll find if you cross your legs on the floor without any support, you'll find it uncomfortable. So the other thing I have, I sometimes don't know when I'm going to teach somewhere what the floor is going to be, so I take this. I don't need a whole blanket. I just need this for my ankles. So I put that, I cross my legs, and I just put this right under my two ankle bones, and that's all I need. So I don't need a whole blanket to sit on. If I have my little cushion and this, so anybody would like to try sitting on the floor and doesn't have a blanket, you could have this. I thought I had brought two of them, but I had maybe only brought one. So you've got one already. It's like what I brought two. Okay, so anybody who'd like to sit down on the floor, please try, because it's great. But chairs are also fine. So take some of these things and adjust where you're sitting, and then we'll do some meditation together.